Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Delighted that on the line this afternoon for our COVID slot is Professor Helmut Reuter, head of the Division of Clinical Pharmacology at the University of Stellenbosch. We're going to be discussing all things ivermectin. Professor, thank you for talking to me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. Prof, are you there? And good afternoon to your listeners.
Fantastic. I can hear you loud and clear. So, Prof, talk to me about ivermectin. Why the hype?
Ivermectin is relatively cheap. It is relatively well known. It's used mainly for the treatment of parasitic infections in animals, but it has been used, widely used, in the treatment of COVID and also by people who believe that it could prevent COVID. So I think the hype is that we're sitting with a disease for which we've looked for antiviral medication. We've had remdesivir, which did a little bit, but not that much, only in hospitalized patients. The azithromycin, hydroxychloroquine, and other repurposed drugs didn't really do the trick. And then we got this results from a in vitro study looking at ivermectin, this antiparasitic that seemed to be very effective in killing the COVID virus SARS-CoV-2 in cell cultures. And because it was so effective in cell cultures, the thought was that it could possibly also work well in humans. People used it outside of clinical trials as well. The results were published. They were put together. They were put onto blocks. And it seemed as if here was a relatively cheap, very effective medication. The actual clinical trials then followed later. And the result from the well-structured, adequately powered clinical trials has not been as positive. And this has created this hype that on the one side is the populist belief that we've got a wonderful drug and that this is suppressed possibly by big pharma or people who are particularly interested in vaccines, and that the medical fraternity, the WHO, the regulatory agencies are trying to block the use of ivermectin, which seems to be such a wonderful drug to so many.
So, Prof, I'm listening carefully to the words you're using, and you said it seems to be effective. It hasn't been as positive, but you're not coming down firmly on either side saying it does or doesn't work. Can I put you and ask you if, God forbid, you were ill with COVID, would you take it?
I personally would not take it for COVID. I would take it for certain worm infestations. I might use it for lice, scabies, because I know how I should use it, at what dose I should use it, and at what dosing regimen I should use it. The reason why I am doubtful is because I've looked at the data carefully many times. I've looked at the meta-analyses of clinical trials, and what I see from the clinical trials, that it's a drug that is safe, but that has not been shown to have significant efficacy, either in preventing of COVID disease or in treating mild disease or treating moderate to severe disease. And there has, from the clinical trials and the meta-analyses, not been evidence that it reduces mortality.
That's absolutely fascinating, Prof. And just on a personal note, I came across somebody last week who was an absolute believer in this product and took it as a prophylaxis. It's now time for that age group to be vaccinated. And what ivermectin has done, apparently, is prevented her from being vaccinated. I don't know if that's true or not. I wonder if you can confirm that. But apparently, if you are on ivermectin, it's not advisable to be vaccinated. Can you weigh in on that issue?
Yeah, I'm not aware that there should be any reason for that. Depends. I mean, again, this is the trouble with ivermectin. I don't know exactly how it's used as a prophylactic drug, but as such, there's no interaction with the vaccine. There wouldn't be a particular reason not to be vaccinated. It would not have a response, wouldn't cause more side effects of the vaccine, and would also not reduce the immune response that we want to elicit by a vaccine. So from a medical point of view, a vaccinology point of view, there would be no reason not to offer the vaccination to a person who's chosen to use ivermectin.
Professor Helmut Reuter, Head of Division of Clinical Pharmacology at the University of Stellenbosch. Thank you so much for talking to us on Chai FM this afternoon.
You're most welcome. Have a wonderful afternoon. Good evening.